Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
Welcome to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with head football coach Matt Desimo with us. And, of course, the CHS Coaches Show can be heard every Monday night from 6 p.m. to about 6:45 to the end of the football season. Then every other week beginning in January to the end of the school year. With that, of course, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Catholic High School, Musinpatu Integrity Rentals, B&L Engine Repair, Gulf Marine, Action Specialties, HMC Farms, Doctors Rosenzweig's Group, United Fire and Safety, Swing Insurance, Stepco Products, Coda CPAs, HIS Fire and Safety, and Musso's Investment Group. And we're live here at the studios of Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240, here at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is closed. And you can listen to the CHS Coaches Show while streaming on the internet at www.kane1240.com, or sign up for the Simple Radio app and be sure at the top right put out the X, and with that receive a free app. Meanwhile, you can also now listen to Kane on the FM band 107.5. Also, if you have an Alexa, just say, "Alexa, play Kane 1240," and it will. Meanwhile, Coach, we met 2 weeks ago. I think it was April the 22nd. I'm sure Catholic High sports teams have had a lot of events over the last couple of weeks, including with baseball, softball, and, of course, track and field. Of course, the boys' baseball had a couple of tough losses a couple of weeks ago in a couple of games, and the ladies' softball losing out with St. Charles Catholic a few weeks ago. And I realize there are other activities at Catholic High School with track and field, regional, state championships since we last met with that, with the boys and the girls, and some other sports I may not be aware of. So with that, Coach, the show is yours.
Yeah, there's quite a few things that have gone on since we last met. Like you mentioned, baseball finished up. We had track regionals and track state. Tennis state finished up, and so did golf state tournament finished up in between that time. So really and truly right now, there are no high school sports still going on at Catholic High, officially competing for the 2023-24 school year, kind of transitioning into that pre-summer, you know, strength conditioning program, some for us football install stuff, offensive and defensive installs to get ready for the summertime. So like I said, all the varsity sports are over with. I do know we do have a few middle school sports still going on. Tomorrow is our middle school track championships at Catholic High. We're hosting it at the school. On Wednesday is the middle school tennis championships that are taking place at ESA. And the last one that I know of is middle school swim championship, which will take place Wednesday at the Robichaux Center at 5:30.
And these are local sports. The LHSAA is officially done. Am I correct in that regard? With sports,
baseball is still going on.
Oh, this is true.
Yep, so yes. The baseball tournament is still going. Yeah. On. I'm pretty sure softball finished up probably this past week, and track finished up on Saturday with the 4A and 5A state.
And I think this week's the state championships in baseball.
Yeah, golf and tennis finished up.
All right.
2 weeks ago, I believe. Or last week, one or the other. But, yep, everything else is pretty much done. I think baseball is the only LHSA sport still going on that I can think of. I don't think there's any other spring sports that would still be
Sulphur,
going.
Yeah, the girls were completed, I think. Was it last week the girls were completed?
I think so.
With the state championships. Of course, the only area team that was still playing baseball was Lorville, who were defeated by the number one ranked team in non-select Division III, South Beauregard, and had a tough time with that in that tournament too.
Okay.
With that, go ahead, Coach. Some other info you have for us here.
The softball district team was released within the past week or so.
Okay.
And I have our participants that made it. Our first team girls were Kenley Saunier, Addison Durnwall, Ava Burgess, and Rebecca Riley. On second team, we had Mia Poirier, Grace Hulin, Abigail Hulin, Lily Pisani, and Peyton Seymour. And an honorable mention, we had Carrigan Rooley, Helena Dronette, Morley Toops, and Gabby Guidry.
But pretty much the whole team was
pretty
representative
much.
Of that all-district team.
Yep.
That's a fine job, too.
Yeah, and our, you know, like we talked about before, when last time we met, our girls did come out district runner-ups. Their only loss was to Lauraville. They won their first-round playoff game against Newman, then lost to St. Charles in the second round.
Which was, I think, one of the top-rated teams in the state in that division.
Yep, I know they made it to either the semis for sure, or maybe even the finals. I'm not positive.
All right.
But I said, they had a great season. You know, Coach Payton stepped up in the middle of the year and did a great job finishing off the season and getting the girls ready to play day in, day out. I can't say week in, week out. This isn't football. They play three games a week. So
I hear you.
But day in, day out, and, you know, our girls responded really well. And I don't remember the exact final record off the top of my head. But, no, they had a phenomenal year, and, you know, I'm happy for the girls, you know, all the ones that got honored, and even the ones that didn't get honored, you know, they had a big part in it too. The practice squad people always have a big part in the success that the teams have.
Sure.
Baseball, they also released their all-district, I believe, possibly today. Today was the first day I saw it.
Okay.
We were district champions. We went 15-7-1 overall, lost to Notre Dame in the regionals. In district, Lane Finske was the district MVP.
Okay.
First team was Owen Morris, Landon Corville, Cohen Evans, and J.D. Hidalgo.
All right.
Second team was Luke Hewitt, Will Minville, and Luke Landry.
Mm-hmm.
And then honorable mention was Isaac Andre, Thomas Beaulieu, Joseph Trappe, Gavin Roy, Mason Gilbo, and Aiden Romero.
And pretty much the majority of the team, too.
Yep.
Something I can tell you, Coach, with that, I think they had five seniors, I think, finished the last of their athletic careers with Catholic High in that last loss to Notre Dame, where they got beat 3-2. I think in the last game, and I gave him a shout out too. And I don't want to mention names because if I forget one of the five, I'd feel pretty bad. But of that, they only lost two seniors that really played extensively throughout the year too. So there's a lot of looking forward to next year too. And I tell you who impressed me most was the freshman Luke Hewitt, the left-hander.
Yep.
Kind of a chunky kid, being kind, but he could fill hitters. I saw him come in three or four games this year in tough spots for a freshman, mind you.
Yeah.
And get out of the jam for Catholic High. He showed a lot of promise,
too. I'll tell you what, he's going to be a pretty good little O-lineman, D-lineman for us in football, too, in the future.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure about as a sophomore, but junior, senior year for sure. He has a chance to be a player for us this year as a sophomore, though.
Well, I've never stand next to him or stood next to him. How tall is this kid?
He's between 5'10", 6 foot. He's pushing 6 feet.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly. I haven't measured him since the summer. So.
Sure. And what we call how much you think he would play at?
I would guess he's probably about 220 right now, somewhere in that range.
All right. Because he tell you what, he did a great job for the Panthers coming in two nights in a row, shutting down Notre Dame in those regionals. And I was thoroughly impressed with his off-speed stuff, and just had the Notre Dame hitters, their timing was completely off.
Yeah.
And did a great job, Coach Jordan, putting him in some tough spots. I mean, this is a freshman, mind you.
Yeah, he has a good mentality for that. You know, he's pretty calm, cool. You know, kind of pretty much in everything that he does, he doesn't get worked up. But like I said, he's a good little athlete. He's going to be a good football player for us, too. Obviously, he's already a good baseball player for Catholic High. So.
Sure. And, of course, just losing two seniors with that, pretty Coach Jordan should be pretty excited for his team next year. And they're going to do you know if they're going to do the same thing next year with regards to a tournament in lieu of playing home and home?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, okay. As far as I know. They'd have to vote on it in August when we have our district meeting. They'd have to vote on it then if they wanted to change it, but as of right now it's set to be that way.
Okay. And I realize there are a couple of programs that just aren't real efficient at baseball, and just calling it as I see it, you know, over the years. Mm-hmm. So and then again, the district's going to change just a shade as that district loses Ascension Episcopal and picks up Homer Christian.
So we're also losing Orca.
Yes.
In baseball.
They're probably going to be a 4A team by the time.
In a couple of years, they'll eventually be. I think they'll be 3A next year. But, yeah, we're losing Orca. They're going up. And Ascension, who's going down. And we're picking up Homer Christian, who is in 2A right now. But they're moving districts. So.
And the district is now going to be 7-2A?
I think it's changing to 7-2A. I'm not 100% sure.
All right.
I mean, the title of the district doesn't really make
LCA
much of a difference.
LCA goes west.
LCA is with Notre Dame and Lafayette Renaissance Charter.
okay.
and those other schools in that
okay.
district.
With that. So a little change up, and of course, your football schedule is complete, and we'll get to that maybe in our last show and with other odds and ends closing out, too, for that. But yep. go ahead, Coach. I know you got a page there full of information.
Yeah, you know, we kind of hit baseball and softball. Tennis is the next one. We talked about it as we were having our show. I knew we still had a few kids that were still playing. But, you know, and at the state meet, we ended up having three sets of girls competing. We had one doubles team and two singles, and two singles boys competing. Rosemary Davis and Gracie Neck were our doubles girls. They lost in the second round of the state tournament. Lauren Freeman lost in the second round in singles of the state tournament. And Annie Dupuy lost in the first round of the state tournament. For our girls, our two guys, Jack Drinkwater, and both the boys are freshmen too.
Okay.
Jack Drinkwater lost in the quarterfinals in singles, and Lincoln Gray's lost in the semifinals in singles.
Okay.
So both those guys have a pretty good future, you know, in tennis for high school sports. I know most of our girls, I believe, were seniors. I know Gracie Neck is just a sophomore, I believe. I think the other three might have been seniors. So most of those girls are gone. But, you know, our girls had a great year. Our boys did, too. Boys finished up the entire year 10-6, and the girls finished up 19-2 in all their matches. So, you know, congratulations to all of them, to Coach Juliet for doing a great job. You know, our tennis program has come a long way. I know at points in time it's been really, really good.
Yes,
and,
it has.
And for a while it wasn't very good.
Yeah, it was.
So they've done a great job in kind of bringing it back and being very competitive. Even at the state level.
Well,
now.
Tennis, too, kind of at one time in the 70s and the 80s, it was pretty big. I mean, and it kind of died a little bit, maybe because not the characters they had that might have come into place. But in the meantime, hopefully we'll see a swing again in that regard. Like golf has picked up, too, with that. So some of those spring sports, hopefully we can see bounce back again, not only for Catholic High, but the sport itself.
Yeah, absolutely. But speaking of golf, like I said, we had the state tournament, I believe maybe last week, and regionals was 2 weeks ago. We had two kids that competed in regionals, Thomas Hike and Meyer Schopp. Thomas didn't quite qualify for state, but Meyer did. And Meyer, in the state meet last week, he finished 16th out of 48 participants.
And he's a freshman.
And he's just a freshman. His score was a 157 over two rounds. So his first 18, he was 77. The second 18, he scored an 80. So, you know, he has a chance. He made it as an eighth grader last year to state. I don't think he did quite as well. I don't remember his exact score and all that. But, you know, like we talked about, you know, our golf team's coming around, getting better.
Sure.
We had pretty much a full team this year, a couple guys, you know, we had a JV team. So, you know, they're doing a good job. They're getting better week in, week out. Like I said, they're not necessarily young age-wise, but they're young as golf players. And I think Coach Schopp, Jonathan Schopp, said that they have a lot of young kids in the middle school program starting to grow.
Good.
So the future, you know, the future is very bright as far as golf goes, you know, as well. So
good to hear, too, with that. Anyway, go ahead, Coach.
Track wrapped up last week. The state meet was last week. The regionals was the day after we met last time, so I do have all the regional results and the state results.
Okay, go ahead.
Our boys in regionals, Javon Brown came out first place in shot put. Drew Desermo came out second place in discus. And Brock Anthony came out second place in triple jump. And those are the only three that qualified for state. So the top three finishers qualify for state. So we had those three guys competing at the state meet, which was this past Friday. Michael Bertrand got fourth place in javelin. Tristan Lewis got fourth place in the long jump and the 100. Dylan Nelson got fourth place in the high jump. Eli Parrish was fourth place in the pole vault. Bennett Woodring was fifth place in the triple jump. The boys 4x2 team came out fifth place, which was comprised of Tristan Lewis, Bennett Woodring, Gavin Roy, and Seth Oquin. Our 4x4 team also came out fifth place, which was Gavin Roy, Brock Anthony, Karan Eugene, and Dylan Nelson. Karan Eugene got sixth place in the high jump.
All right.
Isaiah Parrish was sixth place in the pole vault. Brock Anthony was sixth place in the 300-meter hurdles. And our girls at regionals, our girls 4x4 relay team came out fourth place, which was made up of Shelby Longclaw, Emily Curry, Jillian Armentor, and Madison Lewis. Our girls 4x8 team came out fifth, which was made up of Audrey Armentor, Peyton Cooper, Jillian Armentor, and Anna Miles Crook. And then Emily Curry came out sixth place in both the 100 hurdles and 300 hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
and Lauren Sestra came out sixth place in the triple jump.
All right.
So like I said, Javon, Brock, and Drew all qualified for state. They competed on Friday at LSU. Javon ended up fourth place in the shot put. Brock Anthony was fifth place in the triple jump, and Drew Desermo was fifth place in the discus.
And I think your own district teammate, I want to say Ark, ended up winning the state championship and knocked Episcopal back.
Yes, yes,
they did. It seems like the Episcopal would win every year.
So they beat Episcopal in regionals and in state. So
yeah,
so that was pretty good outing. You know, Arca, they had a lot of really good track athletes. They were really good on track. I think they won the 4x1, 4x2, a bunch of the relays.
Yeah, I think they won all the relays in the district meet, and I think they did that again in the regional meet.
They had some pretty good individual sprinters, too. I don't know if I remember seeing the kid. I think he came out second in the 100. But, no, I mean, they had a solid program. We weren't able to quite hold them off at district. I think we ended up losing by, like, 15 points.
Yeah, Kelly finished second.
Yeah, but we had, you know, we were ahead for a while. We did really well in the field events, which if you listen, a lot of our you know, guys were in the field events that scored a lot of points, which was where Orca actually was weaker. That was their weakness, was in the field. But they were really good on the track.
Anyway, Coach, is that pretty much with the track right now?
Yeah, we also have academic All-State. We had three seniors that qualified.
All right.
Audrey Ormontor, Austin Scuria, and Matthew Pellerin. You know, that's if anything, just as important, if not more important, than those actual athletic goals.
For education, not for athletics.
And very, very few of these kids, if any, will make a living off of athletics. So those academics are very important. So that's always a great honor for our kids to get honored for academics.
Absolutely. Anyway, I just wonder if it's time to take a break here before we head off into another particular area, Coach.
Sounds good.
All right. We are listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with more right after this.
From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry with Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with head football coach Matt Desimo. And Coach, with that course, like you said, kind of winding down in the end of the school year and all, but what other info you may have dealing with some of the sporting categories at school, or just general information for our listeners?
Yeah, just in general, looking back at this year's athletic seasons, we ended up with four district championships. Football, volleyball, boys basketball, and baseball. Volleyball, boys basketball, and baseball won it, you know, outright. In football, we did have one loss, but ended up getting the district championship because we beat Lauraville head-to-head. So, you know, that's a great season. I know our volleyball team's been winning district pretty consistently the last few years, so, you know, that's a big time for the basketball and baseball teams and football teams to step up this year and win it outright. I know basketball has been kind of in contention with ties and things like that, but this is the first year they've won it outright. We had quite a few district runner-ups. Our girls' soccer team was a tie for runner-up. They tied Orca, I believe it was Orca, in their district game, so they were 4-1-1 or something like that.
All right.
Softball were the runner-ups, and our boys' track and field team came out second in district. Like you kind of mentioned earlier, behind the state, the eventual state championship team.
That's right.
In Orca, who won state and boys, and we almost had a chance to hold them off. We ended up losing by about 15 or so points to them at the district meet. And in third place, I know our girls basketball team and boys soccer teams came out third. I believe our girls track team came out fourth or fifth in district. So it's been a really good year for us. I'm not sure exactly how swimming came out and all that, but that's completely different districts. I don't even know if they have districts. They might go straight to regionals, just like powerlifting that goes straight to regionals, just like indoor track.
All right.
So there's quite a few sports, but for the most part, you know, I feel like we've had a really, really good
good run
this year.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a lot of it has to do with the work the kids are putting in the summer,
right.
The strength and conditioning. You know, they've had a great summer, and our seventh-hour model, our kids continue to lift year-round. The ones that are in athletic PE and all that, you know, we have a workout program where different coaches implement it in their groups.
And that's what you have now. See, that wasn't built back. I guess when you were in school a few years back, did they have an athletic period?
When I was in high school, we did not. We did not have athletic PE.
And that's basically for all the athletes
to
meet at that PE squad.
So the way ours works is it's for all our 10th through 12th grade athletes are in 7th hour PE.
Okay.
All of our freshmen are in 1st hour PE because freshmen technically have to have one half credit of health too.
Okay.
So they're not in PE every day. So the way we do it, we have an A-B day. So like half the freshmen are A day, half of them are B day kids. So like on Monday, the A day kids go to PE, the B day kids go to health. Tuesday it flip-flops.
Is every grade 7 through 12 have a PE?
Yes, right now every grade 7 through 12. Well, juniors and seniors don't necessarily have PE.
Really?
Pretty much all the athletes do.
Can they take an elective or something of that nature?
So it's offered, but the state only requires 2 credits of PE.
Okay.
So the freshmen and sophomores have to take PE. The juniors and seniors don't have to, but most of the athletes do to be an athletic PE. You know, it's not required, but it's highly recommended, especially for sports like baseball, tennis, softball that leave early so much.
Okay.
For football, it's like I said, it's not required, but it's beneficial because we do install things like that. But we don't leave school early, so it's not like it's do or die.
I want to tell you the first my first year in the middle school back in the day, PE basically was formulated. PE was the last period. Every day, but until my seventh grade year at Catholic High, where if they'd have rain or a storm, you know, you couldn't have 6 classes in the gym at one time, so they were allowed to leave school at 2:10 or 2:15.
Okay.
You know, if the weather was bad, then my first year in middle school, every class had PE, and it was run from anywhere from the bell at 8:30 to 3:15, and usually the seniors had PE right before lunch, the fourth period.
Okay.
And generally the ninth graders had PE in the last period, so the freshmen could have basketball, football practice, etc., track, so they'd have that extra hour, and then the varsity would come in, you know, and have their schedules. But our times have changed in that regard. So of course, then the good Christian brothers were there, and they pretty much ran the school back then. But lots changed, of course.
It has.
Didn't go to school with a girl till I hit college.
Well, that's definitely changed at most places.
You know, and I'll never forget, after one of the baseball games, I had to go to the men's room, and I said, this is the same men's room that I was here 60 years ago.
Yeah.
So nothing's changed other than they cut the restroom in half, and they had a girls' restroom on the left of it, so out in the elementary side.
Yeah.
And I can remember all the classrooms I was in and the teachers that taught me back then. So lots changed, though, as you said.
Yeah, well, and hopefully in the next few years more will be changing. You know, our long-term plan is to kind of renovate a lot of those buildings, the bathrooms, things like that. You know, that's our 5 to 25-year plan. Right now, that elementary building, we're kind of waiting on it because it kind of settled. So there were some foundation issues that we got rid of a tree, and it's supposed to kind of pop back up. So we're kind of waiting on that.
Those buildings were built in 55, 56, when the school opened in September of 57.
Yep.
And so a lot's changed with that, with the school. And I can recall that when they built the school, they had a mad rush of enrollment.
Really?
Yeah, from there was no kindergarten, wasn't mandatory back then, but they had to add on two additional classrooms on the end.
Okay.
To satisfy the number of kids that were coming into Catholic High from the old St. Peter's College, and it was remarkable back then. Tuition, by the way, for the first month, if there were one child in the family, was $15. If there was a second child, it was $10. And if there was a third boy in the family, that was $5. And if you had more than three boys, everybody else was free.
Well, that's another thing that's changed quite a bit since then. Tuition has gone up quite a bit. It's a bit more than that, but
I hear you.
But no, I mean that's kind of crazy how much things have changed.
You talked about the master plan. What's the idea, the usage of the 20 additional acres that were
so obviously this
purchased?
This is long term.
Okay.
We'd like to move some of the athletic facilities out there, probably build like an athletic parking lot out there.
Okay.
Put up some tennis courts.
Okay.
Things like that.
You
expand.
Think the softball and the baseball field will remain there in the
general
plan?
We've talked about it. We've talked about possibly, and that, this is not.
That's a lot of movement,
like I said, non-conclusive, obviously. Possibly moving everything more that way, but I don't know if that's something that's going to happen or not. But like I said, for sure, some parking for football and baseball and all that stuff back there. Tennis courts, things like that, maybe some pickleball courts. Growing sport.
And speaking of pickleball, I know they had a tournament.
Yep.
Is that something on your list you'd want to talk about now or save
later on?
Oh, we
can talk about
it
now. I don't have all the final numbers and all that kind of stuff, but no, it went really well. You know, we raised
money. Yeah, my next door neighbor went and played in it.
But no, it was planned to raise money for three of our minor sports that don't have fundraisers right now: golf, powerlifting, and swim.
All right.
So we ended up having, I think, 58 total teams. Friday night was women's doubles, which we had 15 teams in the women's doubles. Saturday morning was men's doubles. I think we had 18 teams. And then Saturday afternoon was mixed doubles. I think we had 24 teams.
Okay.
So it went really well. You know, I thought it went pretty smoothly. You know, obviously there's a couple things we can tinker with for next year to make it a little bit better.
And also the money made from this particular event goes to the spring sports or some of the minor sports.
Yes, golf, powerlifting, and swimming.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, those sports that don't already have a fundraiser, you know, and if things go well, you know, we might rotate what sports it goes to in the future.
All right.
But we're planning on trying to do that year in, year out. You know, I thought it was a really good turnout for the first year. I could see us having more people in the future. It was a good turnout. It was fun. I think a lot of people had a lot of fun. We had some faculty members that played in it and things like that had a good old time. We had a lot of non-Catholic High-related people come into play. We had a lot of Catholic High-related people that came to support. We had some sponsors and some different things like that. But overall, I felt like it went really well. And I think everyone had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, good. So, and it, like I said, it was to raise money for those spring sports that don't really have a revenue stream to help them out, you know, with their expenses, et cetera. And that's good to hear. So, and like you said, they can build on it just like Dancing with the Stars. Who would have thought where it is today, how successful it's been for Catholic High through the years. So this is something elsewhere to build on, like the golf tournament and other things that they put forth. So and getting the community involved, as you said, not necessarily a lot of Catholic High alums, but just people in the community, in the area, that want to come and participate and have a good time.
Yep, and I know there was a lot of interest by kids that wanted to play. It was just for adults this year, but next year we might have a second division for students to play, because a lot of the students were asking about it and things like that.
Good, yeah, good. So, go ahead.
So like I said, you know, there's some things that we can do to improve it for next year, and you know, it's just exciting. Like I said, this was the first year we had it. I think we'll continue to grow from here on out.
Okay. Anyway, how about let's go ahead and take in a break, and we've got a few more things to talk about with that. Anyway, you're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Corey Averick, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
Times are tough right now for small businesses, but as a small business owner, you're pretty tough too. In case you needed a reminder, you started your own business. And while there's certainly more challenges ahead, the UPS store is always here to help. Should your small business need any aim, we're ready with every aim. Printing, mailboxing, motorizing, whatever aim we can do, the UPS store. Every aim for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. And Coach, our last segment in the show, we've got about 6 minutes or so. What else is taking place out of Catholic High, too, we can talk about?
Yeah, we do have a couple things going on that aren't necessarily sport-related. The next tomorrow, actually, we have a spring art show that's taking place at 5 o'clock in the Dish Gym, and there's also our spring concert that's going to take place at 6 o'clock in the Mott Gym. So the two gyms will be kind of showing off our fine arts programs. You know, those kids do a really good job. I know I went check out the Frozen Junior musical a couple months ago, and it was really good. They're very talented kids. They're doing things that I know I definitely could not do. Art-wise and acting and singing and all those different things.
Sure.
That's not my gift by any means. But no, they've done a phenomenal job. You know, our arts director, Ms. Angie Sanford, and our band director, Mr. Brian Sanford, have done a great job with them this year. You know, so I'm sure that both those things will be, you know, really good outings. The concert, I know they've worked hard. Like I said, you hear them sing at Mass every week, and they do a really good job with that. Going off of that, though, our Mass this week is not on Thursday. It's going to be our Baccalaureate Mass. It's going to be Friday at 8:30 a.m. So anyone that's planning on coming to Mass is not on Thursday. It's on Friday.
All right.
And with that, we will have a 12:30 dismissal on Friday. So the kids will be dismissed at 12:30. So it's going to be a short day. So if anyone's listening, just make sure you make a note of that. Don't forget. Don't wait till 3 o'clock to come pick them up.
Little Johnny or Debbie.
Otherwise, they might be waiting for a while by themselves.
That's right.
And then, obviously, next Monday, May 13th, is the graduation for the class of 2024. Okay. You know, a really good senior class. We talked about some of the things they did this year in athletics. I mean, 4 district championships, 3 runner-up, 2 third places, so forth, so on. You know, they've done a lot for the school, moved those programs all in the right direction. You know, I think the future is very, very bright just because of the hard work they put in over the last few years and this past year. I know for me, as a new head football coach this year, you know, it was nice to have those seniors buy in and step up and lead. So, you know, I can't wait to honor those kids. You know, there's a few kids that I knew had a tough time that had to work really, really hard to make it to that last step. So I'm excited for some of those guys and girls to see them walk down the aisle and you know, finish their high school career. Another exciting thing is we just hired a new boys basketball coach.
All right.
Coach Dylan Vincent, who is actually a Catholic High alumni. He graduated in the class of 2010. He was at Sophie B. Wright. He came by on Friday. We officially announced it. He met the kids. He put them through some drills Friday in seventh hour.
All right.
I know the kids were all excited about it, getting to meet him, about, you know, taking that step forward, going forward. So, you know, really excited about that. I think he's going to be a really good coach for those guys. He was at Sophie B. Wright the last few years, which was a very successful program the last few years.
Out of New Orleans.
Yep. He was a good basketball player when he was there in high school. He's a bit younger than me, so me and him didn't know each other real, real well, and I missed out. So my first year back was the 2010-2011 school year, the year after he graduated. But I knew who he was. I kept up with the program while I was in college and all that different stuff. I know Coach Gilbo coached him when he was in high school. That was one of Coach Gilbo's last few years as the head coach before leaving and then coming back. But no, seems like a really good young man. I guess he's probably in his around 30 years old, you know. So still has some fire in him. He's not too old to where he's tired, but he's also not too young to where he's, you know, real raw. But I'm excited about it. You know, I think he's going to do a really good job with those guys. I know the kids were excited about him, you know, meeting him on Friday and coming back to school today talking about it. So I think he has a chance to take that program to some new heights. You know, I know we made it to the tournament last year for the first time in school history, and who knows,
right.
Maybe we'll make it to that last game. And
got a good nucleus, you know, coming back.
Absolutely. Come back with the big trophy.
That's right.
So it's exciting time at Catholic High. You know, we're like we said, we wrapped up pretty much all of our spring sports, kind of getting into that pre-summer workout zone, kind of doing some football install stuff. I know starting to do a bunch of tryouts for different sports for next year. I know volleyball's trying out, I think, right now, basically this week and maybe a little bit next week. I know basketball has tryouts in a week or two. So, you know, everything's just wrapping up. Our kids are trying to make it to that finish line, getting ready for exams. Teachers are trying to make it to that finish line, getting ready for summer. They're looking forward to it just as much as the kids, if not more.
All right.
But, no, it's, you know, overall it's been a great year. I feel like we're going in the right direction as a school. I think our athletic programs are getting better year in, year out, you know. I think we'll have more than just four district championships next year. I think we'll, you know, pick it up and do some great things. But it's been a great year overall. We had some very good successes on the athletic fields, in the classroom, in the academic venues. You know, our state rally, we had more state rally competitors than our you know, our cohorts in Lafayette, STM, okay. and Terling. So
right.
It's really been a great year overall. You know, that's pretty much all I got right now.
Let me put you on the spot, too.
Okay.
With, you know, years ago, of course, the Christian Brothers were the infamous of coming to New Iberia back in 1918. And with that, believe it or not, the school used to celebrate St. John Baptist de La Salle's day each year. And I don't know if they still do it since there are no longer any Christian Brothers at Catholic High. But we used to literally have to go to Mass. And usually it was at the festival building, and the teachers were there to take roll in your class. And if you missed it, you better had a good issue or a doctor's excuse. But we had the festival building, and after that, we were let go. That was a day off of school. And all the public school kids, y'all get every holiday.
Yeah, no, we don't have that anymore.
Oh, wow. I guess because the Christian Brothers no longer there. It was usually about this time of the year. Where St. John
maybe
Baptist,
I should bring that up, though.
De La Salle, it was a day that you had to attend Mass, and your homeroom teacher would take that into consideration and all. So I was just a question, and of course the Christian Brothers, I guess the last of the Christian Brothers was Brother Richard, I think, back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Sometime. He was there at Catholic High for many years, so with that. Anyway, Coach, don't know if you have anything more maybe to bring up or suggest or anything at school that's taking place that we might have overlooked.
No, I don't think so. That's about it.
Okay. Anyway, Coach, thank you again. We got one more show, of course, 2 weeks from today. So that show will be held on the 20th of May. And our last show until sometime in August when we crank up the school year again, Coach. So with that, anyway, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Catholic High School, Musinpetu, Integrity Rentals, B&L Engine Repair, Gulf Marine, Action Specialties, HMC Farms, Dr. Rosen's Wigs Group, United Fire and Safety, Swing Insurance, Stepco Products, Colder CPAs, HIS Fire and Safety, and Musso's Investment Group. And with that, we'll say good night and God bless.
The tradition continues. Hi, I'm Donald Hennigan with Hennigan Team Dentistry. I, along with my entire team, have served Iberia Parish and the surrounding communities for the past 39 years. I'm happy to announce that my daughter, Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, has just recently joined us as a dental associate. Together, we commit to offering the best possible dental care in a relationship of trust and confidence. Call our office today at 364-2156 and allow us to change the way you feel about dentistry. Go Panthers!
At Sestra Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Sestra Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Sestra and Jenny Vize at Sestra Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors. Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM Advisors and Cestia Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
This isn't an acid flashback. It's the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.